Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my Dog Psychology Radio Show. My name is Dale McCoskey. I'd like to welcome you. On today, this is going to be the final part six of my series called Finding Your Identity. What I'm doing here in the series is just providing a deeper level for people to see in regards to the type of connection that's shared with us through nature and through the path relationship, and offering up a unique perspective as what I show is everything points towards God. So coming into the Christmas season, I wanted to do this series just so people get a little better idea as to my thought process, how I think, what the dog and human relationship means to me. It holds very profound and very special place in my life. From the moment that I started to connect with dogs that way, and since that time, it has just opened up, just kind of like the layers peeling back, so to speak. And as you know, I came to that point in my life where, I was kind of, my identity was challenged. What opened up through that with my, becoming a different person, through surrendering my life, turning my life over to Christ, and, and then now looking, as I look at this connection and the things that are going on in it, you look at people's thinking process, you look at the issues, you look at all the dynamics, it's very, very profound. It really is. I mean, I could talk for weeks on the various dynamics and just how deep they really are, because they are. They're really deep. And, looking at that, I truly believe there's no accidents and there's no coincidences. It all just totally lines up. Just every piece fits for me. Even with what's happening in the dog training world, why there's such a struggle, all these different things totally make sense. And, not in a good way for people. I mean, really, I mean, if we look at, is this kind of being one kind of piece of everything else, it just all falls in the place. However, it's all about, again, changing how people think, getting to a point of moving people to a place of hope, because ultimately, that's what I'm going to talk about on today's show. Is about hope, and this will lead into the Christmas narrative on today's show as well. That's all that matters, is offering hope for people. I mean, you have to face the hard truth. I mean, the truth is something that people don't want to face nowadays, because it becomes more and more difficult for people as they get more self. Absorbed, as you get more focused on yourself and your own needs and elevate yourself up, then there has to be a trade-off. Just understand that you can't elevate yourself and your own thinking up and expect that there isn't going to be problems in your life with dogs, with behavior. It's because dogs are relational beings, and if you really look at what I show through my system and through how I point towards this with how a dog's thinking processes are influenced, it all makes sense. But it's a trade-off that many people don't want to make. I mean, ultimately, you look at people's real motives as to doing and saying the things they do and say, even though the facts are right there in front of people, they don't want to make the trade-off because it requires people to pull down their idol for their empire to maybe collapse, and people don't want that. I mean, that's the problem. When I started with dogs, I was very much into saying, I want to know what the truth is, no matter what. I don't care what this does. I want to know. I mean, there has to be a desire. I hear that you might talk about, the journey towards encountering who Christ really is. There has to be a desire. There's no, if the walls are up and, there's excuses and people talk about fake and phony Christians, I totally agree with that. I mean, and even the Bible, Jesus mentions about fake and phony Christians. So, the issue about motives is all, God knows the heart. I mean, he ultimately knows people's hearts. So he's the one that's going to expose all of it at some point. And so it will be. I mean, just because things are happening according to when we think they should doesn't mean that God isn't who he says he is. It's called grace. I mean, he gives us time. You know, one day is like 1,000 years to God. So he's not on our time schedule. In fact, we think somehow we deceive ourselves to think that we can live our whole life, but because God doesn't reveal himself to us the way that we think he should, and again, it's about motives, that, he isn't who he is, or that he's mean or he's a bad God because of whatever our ideas are about him and the Bible and everything else. He doesn't play that, okay? I mean, you know, because we're already twisting and making up our minds, and I find it funny that people who have the most to say about God and the Bible don't approach it with an open heart at all. In fact, many times they don't even read the Word of God. They take it completely out of context, and because they have their own agenda. So ultimately, you know, that's the problem. Before I get into the show, I want to mention that on my website, if you want great information in terms of videos, I just, as of yesterday, released a ton of videos for people. A lot of these are instructional videos. You'll find them on the website. You go into the videos area. You're going to find them all listed and grouped together, so it makes it very easy to navigate. There's a menu system there for different video series. But what I've done is I've changed it up, so I putting a lot of the more, even more in-depth videos into my courses, into my people who want to be a dog trainer courses. So the ones I'm opening up, don't get me wrong, they're fantastic videos, instructional videos. So there's lots of great information there. So I really want to open this up for people to show people what this system is. There's so much that I want to show, and just so, because I think sometimes people don't get a sense of it because getting enough information out so people can see, you know, the nuts and bolts, so to speak, of it. And so that's there now. So I'd encourage you to go check out the videos. There's a lot of, like I said, lots of good videos. We're putting out even more videos. So I'm really going to open it up to people so that you have some really good information. Now, getting back to just my final thoughts on the journey. And so much of it has to do with a journey. If you look at, you know, what Christmas is, what it means, the Christmas story involves a journey. It involves journey of the wise men. And I'm going to read as part of finishing up this series, because it all leads to points towards Christ, and even my journey points towards Christ. And I want to finish up on this series on a offering hope, showing that Christ, you know, he is hope. And so the journey of the wise men, which I'm going to read the verse here, which I love the story of the wise men, because it represents a desire, a seeking, following sign, you know, following truth. And so much of it's wrapped up in this narrative of the Christmas story for me, because I think of the wise men, you know, how did their, you know, journey begin, and, you know, it's amazing. So I'm going to read this. It can be found in the New Testament, the Bible, and it's in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 12. And I'm going to read this, and again, this follows the Christmas story. Starting from verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, by no means least among the rulers of Judah, For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country and others' house. So here, this is the Christmas story. It involves wise men who knew the prophecy. They knew that there would be a sign in heaven with the stars, how the stars align. And if you go into, there's a video, I have it, I forget the guy in it, but he's a lawyer, actually. And he kind of went on and took his own journey about, knowing about the signs and the star and, that sign actually was real. It actually appeared during the time of Jesus, and brought it back in 33 AD. And so he put out a video on being able to use like the way technology is and the way science is, and be able to go back and actually see what the stars and the alignments at that time. And it aligns, you can see the sign is there. It aligns perfectly during that time. So it's a incredible, story, because it shows that, that sign actually took place during that time. So here we have, the wise men who undertook the journey, who desired to know. They desired relationship. And this is an important point, because, God desires relationship with us. He's always reaching out through the entire story of the Bible since the beginning and into the end. And what, there's not an end, it's about restoration. But through our life, God continues to reach out, and because he desires relationship with us. That's important. That's an important point. So here the signs were there, so people would be able to follow the signs and have an encounter, because it's all about a encounter. So here the wise men, as they journeyed, a lot of people look at the journey as Jesus as an infant. Well, actually, the journey for the wise men took, I believe, up to over 2 years. In that journey of finding Jesus. And at that time, Jesus wasn't just an infant anymore. He was, it's around 3 years of age. And so, but you can think of the journey itself, about, the length of the journey, and you put that into, tie that into our journey or in our lifetime, that it is a journey. And this is what I say about, going deeper. Getting beyond appearances, getting to the truth. So much about appearances, again, I go back to the whole thing with dogs. It's so deceiving. How that ties into our emotions, and how it ties into this issue of, I talked about length, about idolatry. Because you have to, it's deeper than that. Love is deeper than that. That's the whole point here about the journey, about going deeper in depth. Love is about, not just about ourselves. It's not mutually exclusive. It's not about self-love. True love is not about self-love. And this is the thing why I challenge people on, when you look at people's motives, you look at this issue with dogs and idolatry in the relationship, people are deceived. They're trying to promote a narrative that about this cause-reward-based agenda and ideology. It's self-love. It's not based on meeting the needs of another at all. It's the motives, or the reason for this, is it's built on self. It's based on self. It's elevated through self. So that's why you get all the problems. because it's not about meeting another's needs that way. So just think about what I'm saying. So here, going into, you know, the journey and, desiring a relationship and, you know, having an encounter, the journey that the wise man took required effort. I mean, it was hard work. I mean, you can think of the obstacles along the way, as a journey. It wasn't just an overnight trip. You know, it was a couple of years of them seeking and the following following the sign and desiring. So, but at the end, and this is the point of, the amazing thing about talking about identity on this series, at the end of the journey for the wise men, it caused them to come into or have an encounter with the living Christ. I mean, they actually encounter Jesus. And it says here, they saw the star. They were overjoyed, which means they took, joy in the truth, in, encountering who Christ is. And Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way, I am the life. So if you look at truth, what is truth? Jesus actually defined it. He said, I am the truth. And so they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. So there was a surrender. They surrendered to him. They bowed down to him. They acknowledged Christ for who he is. There's a recognition and there's an acknowledgement. And there is and so here you look at the issue of identity. They would have left the encounter different than when they, before they met him. Christ changes the heart. He changes people. There's transformation. There's restoration. It's all about relationship. And so here, through their journey and through the process and through the encounter, their identity changed. They left there different. They would have left there totally different than how they arrived, which is an amazing journey. And it's a gift. And so Jesus, came to restore, relationship. He desired relationship. People didn't like, and it was the thing about the religious segment, the Pharisees, they did desire a trade-off. Okay, it's an important understanding. Based on appearances, they're based on their riches, their robes, where they sat, position, their status. And Jesus challenged status. When people go in and really they look at, fake and phony Christians and say, I agree 100%. It's not about, Jesus took the lowly spot. I mean, he was born where he was born. He was born in a stable. He wasn't born in, he came into the world. The King of the universe came in the world and took the lowly position. He took the lowest position. That's why if you really look at, Jesus and his life and, where he ended up on a cross, crucified between two thieves, two criminals, and even in that picture of the crucifixion, one turned away and was restored, one criminal, and one wasn't, because he had no desire for a relationship. He was a self-made man, so to speak. He was he laughed in God's face. And that's a picture of us. That's a picture of our relationship or our motives, whether or not we come to that place through our journey of surrender, or whether we are simply trying to build our own kingdom. And again, all about appearances. There's no depth to that. There's nothing. That's why there's nothing. You look at idolatry, there's no depth to it. It's all appearance-based. It's all about self. It's not about true love. There's no depth to it. It's not about being content. Identity through Christ represents contentment. There's a depth to it, which means that you're in right relationship. That's the difference. I talk about right relationship, through Christ and through God, allowing God to fill or to live in and through you, that puts everything else into right relationship. So therefore, nothing, your job or whatever it is, you're not seeking to define who you are to fill that void that God is, which God isn't in. You're trying. That's why people suffer from identity crises. Everyone's one bad situation away from an identity crisis. Whether the economy implodes, all the money is suddenly vanishes, your job's taken away for any number of reasons. You suffer a death in your family. You're a close person. And then you're facing off on all sorts of things. There's all sorts of things. This world is not it. It's not a place that you want to put your identity in. That's what Jesus made it clear. You can't love this world and love God. It's impossible. I mean, people seeking identity through this world are in for, at the end of the road, you're in for a reality check. And don't get me wrong, I mean, sin itself, we talk to define what sin is. It's about self, basically. Self-serving, and so sin itself can be pleasurable and be fun for a season. And what's defined in the Bible as a season? A season can be a very long time. It can be like 20, 30 years. But ultimately, at the end of all things, there's a reckoning. And people don't want to hear that. I think people think that they can live their lives, and you can not believe in God, and you can live your whole life, and there not be consequences, or because you're define yourself as a good person, but that's it. You live a good life, you're going to heaven. No, that's not it. That's not, that's not it at all. Jesus made it clear. He is, the way. And we're all sinners. This fallen world, we're born into sin. And, we're our heart is incredibly wicked, and our ability to get a sense of that is very limited based on our fallen nature. I mean, we can't, we can tie a bow around it and put a package on it, just like this thing. I look at the parallels here with dog training. Look at the amount of people deceived when I talk about this stuff about learning theory and all. Look at the hundreds of thousands of people. Even these, you look at the highly educated people, doctor degrees, you look at the highly educated people promoting this ideology, which is idolatry. Just ask yourself the question, that many people can be deceived. I'm talking a lot of people. I'm talking probably millions of people are totally deceived. Ask yourself the question, if that many people can be deceived at that level, that much education, could it be possible that you're deceived about there being a God? Just ask yourself that question. Could it be possible that you got it wrong? That everything you thought or what you think is totally flipped upside down. It's totally upside down. This is why in the Bible it says when Jesus comes back, it's going to be like a snare. What does a snare do? It flips its prey upside down. People are totally deceived. God is at work, and that's the amazing thing. And talk about hope. Get back to this issue of hope, is that's the point. The point is getting beyond appearances, getting beyond the place of where there's no hope. You can talk about dogs, which I'll be, after this series, I'll be getting right into these dynamics and about dogs, but it's all about the relationship. But getting to a place where, that's why I talk so much about don't use certain things, don't use treats, don't mess around with packs of dogs, don't, trying to paint certain pictures. Don't do certain things, because what you're doing is you're removing the ability, you're removing hope from the equation. You're putting people at risk. Don't do it. Don't operate off appearances and your feelings and how good you want to feel about things. It's not about that at all. The funny thing is, that's the reason people are in a mess, because they've had too much fun. Okay, it's all about themselves and their emotions. And now there's a reckoning. Okay, now it isn't going to be fun for a while until you come in the right relationship. That's the point. You can't make it about your feelings. People allow their feelings to define everything, and they're missing the truth of it. That's the point. It's love is also discipline. And love can't be absent certain things. You know, otherwise it's self-love. It's idolatry. And so just something to think about. But coming into the Christmas season, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. There is hope. People need to come to a place where they recognize, come to the end of their own thinking, and surrender. I mean, but again, I encourage you, if you want to encounter who Christ really is, who Jesus really is, you have to let the walls drop. And the amazing thing is, God will meet you right where you're at. You don't have to clean yourself up first. You don't have to get things tidy, and God will meet you where you're at. And just sometimes it's just a simple prayer. It's a simple, honest moment where you ask God, say, Lord, I'll be honest. I don't believe, but you know, allow me to believe. Give me something, but not putting him to the test that way. Just keep your heart open. Say, Lord, show me something. Help me to grow my faith. Help me to see you for who you really are. And take that first step, and you'll be amazed. God will show up. I believe it. He did for me. And, you know, so during this Christmas season, I just encourage you to reflect on what Christmas really means. It's all about hope. You know, try not to see the... We talked about things about idolatry and certain things that, you know, can kind of really rough you up a little bit. But that's what the truth does. I mean, it's meant to... It's going to hurt a little bit, or a lot of it, depending on your thinking. But, you know, it's about bringing you to the place of hope. That's the point, is getting you to the other side. You know, going beyond just appearances and breaking free from bondage and from stinking thinking, so to speak, and helping you, you know, drop the wall so you can open yourself up and you can have faith and take that first honest step. And, you know, just like the wise men, you know, wise men and wise women still seek him. You know, the journey, you know, what represents the journey? Well, it's the first step. And it's knowing that, you know, it's more than just what you see from the surface of things. That's what nature is. I show that very clearly. There's absolute incredible depth to nature, more so than people see. I mean, or people understand. It's incredible. And I'm going to be talking about that on shows coming up. So anyway, just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Again, I encourage you to check out my website. I just opened up a lot of videos, which I know will be extremely helpful to people. You can share them. I mean, there's no restrictions there. You can share the videos with whomever. But they're on my site. You go on my YouTube channel. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel. And, you know, that way new videos come out. Because I'm not necessarily putting all, you know, some videos on there. So that way, if you're on my YouTube channel, you get even my shorter videos. I'm talking about certain things, you'll get notified of that. So, I encourage you to check out my website. I have lots of great training options. So if you're, you know, getting a new dog this Christmas, you know, I'll joke about that, but I've gotten calls, people getting dogs for Christmas. But if you're struggling with behavior, whatever's going on, just understand there is hope. Don't be discouraged because you failed through other systems. This system is all about represents new beginnings. It really does. It represents hope for everybody. This system empowers people. It's going to give people absolutely the best hope that there is, because it doesn't bog down with things that are going to get in the way. It offers a clear path to, you know, overcoming behavior. It really does. So encourage, check out my training options. I have distance option there, Skype, if you're outside the Florida area. If you're in Florida, just call or contact me through email, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have. Anyway, take care. I encourage you to check out my next show. I'll be getting into dog stuff. And again, you know, we'll just check out my prior episodes as well. So take care.